catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. Anaheim played Game 3 of their current 8-game homestand on Friday night as they played host to the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets and Ducks last played on January 19th at Nationwide Arena. Anaheim won that game by a final of 5-3. On Friday night at Honda Center, it was Trevor Zegras and the Ducks that started the scoring 3 minutes and 19 seconds
in. Underway in earnest here, and the game's first two shots belong to the team from Columbus, Ohio. Here's Zegras right from the faceoff. Does a little wobble with his head. I don't know if I've seen him do that. Right off the faceoff, goes to take his proper spot on this upcoming draw.
Is that like a bobblehead?
You know what? It might be. Imitating a bobblehead that they gave out here at Honda Center earlier this year. Shot score! Zegras into an open side. Set up. And it's 1-0 for the Anaheim Ducks, and good for Trevor Zegras. He can bobble that head anytime he wants if he has a result like that.
Ryan Strome and Brock McGinn assisted on Zegras' 22nd goal of the year. Up 1-0, the Blue Jackets tie the game just over 7 minutes later.
What's happening here down in the Anaheim D zone? Columbus trying to make a play in front for Olivier. It was robbed by Dostal just seconds ago. 1-0 Anaheim leads here in the first period. 9:07 left in it. And the puck held in front, they score! On a shot from the point, redirected in behind Dostal by defenseman Nick Blankenberg. A little slow roller got through Lukáš, and the Jackets have tied up the game at 1-1.
Tied at 1, Scott Harrington gave the Ducks their second lead of the game.
Here is Benoit, far side for Harrington. Down near the goal line, Ryan Strome brings it back to the point, a shot, they score! Harrington let the puck go from just inside the blue line in front of the Columbus players' bench, and it beats Hutchinson to give Anaheim a 1-goal lead again. It's now 2-1.
Harrington's second of the season, Terry and Benoit with the assists. In a back-and-forth opening 20 minutes of play, the Columbus captain, Boone Jenner, tied the game at 2 with 31 seconds remaining in the period.
Ryan Strome, Troy Terry, Trevor Zegras out, trying to get another one before the period comes to an end. Fowler in front of the net for Ryan Strome, tried to get it to Zegras, and it bounced off a Jacket skate. Out to center, here's Goodrow. Coming in, centers the puck, a shot, they score! With 30.5 left in the period. And that's a big goal for Boone Jenner. And it's tied this thing up late in the initial period.
2-2 after a period of play. And in the second, the back-and-forth trend continued as the Ducks took their third lead of the game.
Line A will clear it up the right side. 16:24 to go in period two. 2-2 hockey game at Honda Center. Comtois drifting in. A shot, he scores! Max Comtois gets his 8th of the year and puts the Ducks ahead 3-2 in the early stages of period 2.
Comtois' 8th goal of the season. Just under 13 minutes later, the Jackets tied the game on a power play.
Now the puck is maneuvered out near the blue line. Blankenberg. Now here comes a shot. Maybe, yep, they put it in front and they score. That was a shot or a pass attempt, one of the two, by number 91, Kent Johnson. Good-looking young player, and it was the veteran Cole Sillinger there with some other guys there. Play the game for a while, redirecting the pass from the corner by Dostal. We're tied 3-3.
3-3 was the score after two periods of action. Troy Terry kicked off the scoring in the final frame, his 20th of the season.
Anaheim says no way. Here's Max Jones shooting one. Bounced off a deflection off the glass then. Puck at the point, held in by Beaulieu. Turned around by McTavish. Cross ice, back door, a shot. They score! Colton White to Troy Terry. A very pretty hockey goal, and the Anaheim Ducks go on top 4-3.
Colton White and Mason McTavish assisted on the Ducks' 4th goal of the game. Just over 4 minutes later, Columbus tied the contest for the 4th time.
Here's Columbus on the attack. They've outshot the Ducks 35-27, but trail 4-3 near the midway point of the 3rd period. A break in, a shot, save, rebound, score! Patrick Laine flew through the middle of the ice. between the circles, came in, shot stopped by Dostal, rebound put in, and folks, we have ourselves a 4-4 tie.
With just under 3 minutes remaining, Max Jones netted the game-winning goal on a terrific individual effort.
Here's Columbus racing in, 2:45 left third period, a 4-4 score. Don't go away, shot blocked at the point, breakaway, Max Jones in, scores! Max Jones on a breakaway, and he scores the go-ahead goal, 5-4, 2:37 to play.
Jones' seventh goal of the season. Up 5-4, Anaheim scored a pair of empty netters.
Again, the Blue Jacket goal is empty in favor of an extra attacker. Derek Grant with it. Trying to even a hit for Silverberg. A shot. Oh, and he missed the open net. 55 seconds to go in the third period. Collision at center ice. Down went Grant. Down went Silverberg. They score! Wow, what a crazy play that was! To put Anaheim up 6-4. Silverberg missed with a backhand shot. Puck moved up the wall. Columbus will let it go. The Ducks take over. A rolling puck shot in from the neutral zone scores to give Anaheim a 6-4 lead with 47.7 seconds left. I think I've seen everything now. What a finish to this. 6-4 Ducks, 38 seconds left, and Columbus pulls their goaltender again. Empty net, a shot, score! Ryan Strome. And that should put a finishing touch on this one. If it didn't already, Ducks 7, Columbus 4.
Harrington's second of the game and Strome's 12th of the season. 7-4 was the final score as the Ducks took down the Jackets. Here's what head coach Dallas Aiken said about Max Jones after the game.
Yeah, he continually has been taking steps forward. I think we were talking about him this morning, if I remember correctly. As of late, he's had a ton of chances. I think he was starting to get a little bit frustrated a few games ago with the lack of finish, but hey, when you're getting chances, the finish is eventually going to come, and obviously always good when a kid's worked that hard that he not only helps his team win, but he's rewarded with points as well.
Anaheim will be back in action on Sunday as they'll host the Vancouver Canucks. Puck drop for Sunday's game will be at 5 p.m. with the pregame show beginning on Ducks Stream at 4:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.